Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back, family. All right, it's your stepdaddy Donnie, your Uncle Jet, and your cousin Levon back at it. Another episode of Double Take. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot of crazy shit happening in the world. We're just going to focus on a little bit of it. Honestly, the main topic of this episode is... what was it, Donnie?
Critical race theory.
There you go. I've heard a little bit about it, but I haven't done any research on it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a few other things that we've been hearing about. Some crazy, some not so crazy. Some controversial, some not so controversial. Honestly, I really do want to start off with seeing if y'all saw that versus that happened.
I did not want it.
I watched the highlight. Woo. I watched the highlight.
Bruh. Listen, if you forgot how scary New York could be, that versus will tell you. Like, New York is wild, bruh. And to have, yo, first off, Jadakiss, the fucking man, that motherfucker's streams went up 200% after that versus. 200%. Bruh, he was on it. They performed. It was like
Yeah.
Oh,
I heard the locks did real good.
Bro, I would have paid to see that. Yes. I would have paid to see that. But it was the way these motherfuckers was interacting, man. This motherfucker Cameron called these niggas side bitches. That shit had me. He said, y'all the best side bitches ever. Y'all niggas know verses. Y'all good. He's like, nigga, y'all are side dishes like carrots and mashed potatoes or some shit he said, like peas and carrots. Like, this nigga is stupid. Dog, this nigga Jadakiss called that nigga out. The nigga said, nigga, we from Harlem. This our hometown. We got home court advantage. You go. That nigga Jadakiss said, nigga, your ass live in Miami. Start my shit up. I said, damn. That shit was, dog, it was so dope, though, man. Just listening to all that shit, it just put me back in the day. Especially when Knock Yourself Out came on. Oof.
I've been meaning to watch it all weekend. I meant to watch it. Yes, and I just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah. It. You know what it did for me? And I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this part of it. But what it did for me was it made me realize how dope Kanye was. Because when those tracks came on from fucking Diplomats, like, I was like, damn, boy, Kanye had a bag that he dipped in, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, I remember back in the day, Rockin' Dipset, like.
Hell yeah.
Cameron's weird rap style.
Yeah.
Back then, I dug it. I always liked the locks better. I heard, Jim Jones or Jewel Santana. Somebody fell off the stage, didn't they?
Jim, yeah. Yeah, Jim fell off the fucking stage, bro. It was bro, I'm trying to tell you, it was a crazy, crazy one. I was like, holy shit, somebody's going to get fucking buck 50 in this bitch. It was nuts.
They did an interview with Styles P and Cameron after, and Cam was like, I didn't know we was going to go to that level. He was like, we talked like, hey, let's go get chippy. But he was like, I didn't know how chippy was going to get. He's like, then when I see Styles going, then it was like, oh, okay. So we going. And he was like, he's like, it's love.
Yeah.
He's like, but that, he's like, in the moment, it could have went there.
Oh, yeah. Styles was wild. Styles was wilding. I knew Styles was wilding when they came on the set. And this nigga saw what Jim Jones was wearing. This nigga had leather pants on, and all you heard was, I'll never let a nigga with leather pants on beat me. And I was like, oh, it's going. It's going.
Like, he was really trying to get it, like, because even before, he was talking mad shit, like, we about to murder Dipset. And I'm like, this is not, like, if we're talking like a bars competition, this is not a competition.
At all.
Nah. It's not even close. I'm like, this is bad. Like, top to bottom, the locks, all three of them will smoke any one of you one-on-one.
Oh, facts. Facts.
So I'm like, I hope people be sleeping on, to go there.
People be sleeping on Sheik, man, but Sheik is fire.
Sheik, get it in.
He's a monster. Yeah. All three of them are monsters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's Dipset is at a disadvantage because of Jim Jones. He's the weakest link. If we break him down and we're talking bars, he's not even on the same level as Juelz and Cameron.
I mean, I guess Jim Jones
he's just a street dude. He's the Tony Yayo of that group.
But that's why he's the favorite. Like, and plus he's still doing music. Like, Jim Jones' music is off the chart.
Is he makes good music.
Yeah. He knows how to put it together.
But if we're talking lyrics,
he's probably my least favorite. In Dipset. And no disrespect to him. Do your thing. But for me, stylistically, it was just like, I can't fuck with him. So I see what you're saying.
So that shit was going on, and I was asking you guys earlier, like, have you been seeing? There's a lot. So, a lot of this controversial shit has been tying into the LGBTQ.
The alphabet people. I'm with Chappelle. I'm calling the alphabet people. I'm not.
There you go. Okay.
Too many letters in it now.
Yeah. Plus square.
There's an I and an A but, that I just recently found out that's in it.
What?
I don't know what the I and the A even stands for. I was just like, alphabet people. Y'all got too many letters now. You the alphabet people.
Okay. Yeah, but like from the baby to doing his wild shit, which that was some wild shit. And
what did he did? Was it just something he said?
Yeah, but I mean, he said some wild shit. He was on stage, and you know how you be like, put your motherfucking hands up, everybody. You know what I'm saying? The call to order. You tell them motherfuckers what to do, right? So he goes, if you, and sorry if I misquote this, but he's like, if you ain't here and you ain't got no AIDS and you ain't a dirty motherfucker, and then you ain't fucking on no dudes or something like that, put your fucking hands up. I was like,
didn't he say something about like fucking backstage or sucking dick backstage or something?
Something like that. Yeah. He's like, if you ain't dirty like that, you ain't put your hands up. And it's like, damn, you just caught out that whole alphabet community and people with AIDS.
Yeah.
You're wild.
Came from real quick.
Yeah. And like he was. Oh, yeah. He started getting canceled from everything. Everything. He probably had about a little over a half a million just gone like that. And as far as shows that he was about to do, festivals, and he had like the governor's ball or commissioner's ball or something he was going to be performing at. Like everything just gone.
He was doing a couple. He got dropped from a couple festivals too, from what I've read.
Yeah.
And that was
it was crazy.
I was watching the Breakfast Club, and they were talking about it. And they were talking about, now, so he get canceled for saying something controversial for it. But these like concerts and these festivals have artists who are promoting drugs, gang violence, and just and abusing women.
Yeah.
So they're like, is it really fair just that you banned the baby for something that he said? That it's a statement. He made a statement, straight him a speech. We don't like it. Fine. Cool. You don't have to agree with it. But yet, you got other artists on here who just, they're about to be up there just talking about Papa Molly and fucking bitches and doing all types of wild shit.
But the thing is, like, I hate that argument. I understand that argument, but I hate that argument just because it's like, Yeah, this has been going on for forever.
True.
Like, it's part of the norm. So you can't go back to part. Like, it's the whole thing with, like, cancel culture when people be like, well, they went back in 2007 and found some shit that I'm not even on anymore. That's what that argument sounds to me, because it's like, well, we got people to talk about fucking murdering people and doing drugs. Yeah, we've had that shit happen for forever, you know, and now what it is they're trying to change something within that community and the way that community is looked at. So that's why it's a big deal.
You know, yeah, and like, I also think, like, he called people out for, like, you know, if you ain't basically saying gay people are nasty or yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, people, songs don't, they might talk about disrespecting women, but they're not like, hey, if you out here slapping hoes and, you know, pinching ass, then put your hands in the air.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's lyrics. They're telling stories. You know, they're not, hey, if you out here, you know, cutting motherfuckers and busting heads, throw your guns in the air.
Right.
Now, back in the day, yeah, you know, they used to, shit used to get down like that, but you know, rap is kind of changing. It's evolving to be less toxic, I guess. You know, I mean, if you go back,
you got dudes wearing fingernail polish and rapping hardcore lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, me and Blake were talking about that earlier too, about, like, are they going to go back and cancel people who, you know, call people fags and stuff like that? Nah, it's like, I don't think so, because at the time, it was acceptable. You know, everybody at a certain age group back in the day, we all said it. It wasn't anything disrespectful to gay people. It was just like calling somebody a dude.
Yeah.
But then as you grow and you learn, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see how that's messed up. So you don't see people doing that kind of shit in music anymore.
Right.
You know? DMX is probably the last artist I can think of that outright said, also, I forget what lyric it was, said faggot in his song and got away with it. But that's shit, that was back in
X.
You know, you're talking like 2005.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that was way back, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, it's all about context nowadays, right? Like, you're literally telling a bunch of people, and you're basically calling out a bunch of people, and you don't know what the repercussions is going to happen to those people. Cause, like, we live in a crazy world nowadays. Like, if, let's say that he did that, right, and there was no repercussion for it, what's the next envelope that he's going to push? Because now you're telling people, like, hey, put your hands up if you're not diseased and gay and diseased and you're not nasty and you're not sucking dudes. Like, what happens if that went unchecked and everybody who wasn't in those categories raised their hand? Now they got targets now, because now they're looking around like, oh, and you know how drunk fucked up motherfuckers are. They like, oh, that motherfucker over there, that gay ass motherfucker with AIDS, him, watch out for him, y'all. Or look at her, she ain't put, like, you know, motherfuckers gonna do that dumb shit.
True.
You know, so now you just excited emotions in other people, not all, but in some of those people. And as we know, it takes one fist, brick, chair, cup, whatever, to get thrown to start a fucking riot in the midst of that many people, bro. It takes one thing.
Like in the boondocks.
Hell, like in Detroit. That shit, I've seen that shit happen. What's that big ass rock in there? Oh, shit. That shit is real, bro. Everybody throwing hands. So, but yeah, I mean, where he fucked up, though, the Breakfast Club and them we're talking about, he doubled down and was just like, fuck that, you know, and if y'all don't fuck with me after this, y'all companies can keep y'all money. And they were like, oh, you're going to double. Now, you know me. I'm a fan of doubling down. Like, they want something, you say something, and they're like, hey, yo, that wasn't cool. And I'm like, nope, here's the other part of that. Let's deal from the other deck. He fucked up, though, because now you're a multi-millionaire. You can't go back to flipping burgers now. You can, but, like, that's a huge fall from grace. You can't just tell these companies, because, like, I think a lot of people that are in entertainment forget that the only reason why they make money is because people spend money on them. Like, they don't generate money themselves, right? If you're an actor, if you're a fucking any type of entertainer, basketball, you don't generate money yourself. It's the people who say you should generate money. So when people stop saying that you should generate money and they say you shouldn't, you're going to go broke. Just ask India Irie, right? Like, people who saw her go and to Trump and visit her and they stopped fucking listening and streaming her music and boom, you're like, oh shit, where's my money? So he said that shit, and that's why he issued that apology when he came out. He issued the regular apology that he should have issued. Sometimes you can't double down. Sometimes you gotta go, I got pocket aces, but
yeah,
that flop looks mean, boy. It's showing all spades. Like, I got these pocket aces. I want to see the river. You know, I want to see the river, but after this flop, if that fucking, is it the turn? I think it's the turn card. If that comes over and it's another spade and you got two red aces in your hand, you got a decision to make. You got the person to your left going, 500, let's go. buddy.
Because, I mean, he ain't doing no shows for a good while. No big shows either. No big shows. He'll do some local events. I'll still book him just because they're trying to sell sub tickets, but yeah, he's not all the big shows that he would have been at. Done.
Yeah,
he done.
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back though.
We'll see.
I'm sure. He'll be back. I mean,
Chris, go ahead.
He's big, so you know. Huge. I don't like him. Like, I don't like his music, but a lot of people do. So he'll probably be back.
Oh, he'll be back. If Chris Brown could make it back to the top after leaving teeth marks in the chick, he could make it back.
Did he really make it back to the top? He never made it back to where he was.
You're crazy.
Chris Brown did not make it back to the same spot that he used to be at.
Bro, you're crazy. You're crazy. The only reason why you're saying that is because Drake has a bigger, like, voice than he does, right? But Chris Brown made it back to, like, being... He was, every time you looked at, he was on features everywhere. Every album he put out was going like platinum and shit. Like the dude was streaming crazy numbers. Still is. Like, he fell hard. Like, think about where he fell to where every time his name was mentioned and he was doing an interview, they were like, yo, so did you really whoop her ass that bad? You know, and he just like, fuck it. You ask me that question, I'm destroying your green room.
Yeah, even that was big enough to, when he, who was it? Like the Tonight Show or something? I forget what green, when he did that, that like dropped him a little bit more. I'd like to go look at the numbers, but I still don't think he made it back.
The path he was on, he's not on that path no more. He's got like back to a good. He's in a good spot. He's in a very, very
he's
good
in
spot.
A good spot.
But the path he was on before, he was on Michael Jackson legendary status on his way. He was well on his way on that path.
Still think he is.
He is no longer on that path.
Okay, we'll pull up some numbers. We'll do episode 9 one day because I honestly think he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that dude is still huge. He still sells out arenas.
I mean, he's still making money.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm not talking about making money. Making money is, you know, selling you know, 10,000, 5,000, 15,000. Like, he's selling out every time, anywhere he touches down, he's selling it out.
He's going to be a great artist. But the conversation.
What do you mean, going to be?
I mean, he is. He still is. But I don't think that, like, before, no one kind of refuted the discussion of, like, hey, one day he's going to be on par, if not surpass Michael Jackson.
I didn't think that. I was one of those people that never think he was going to surpass Michael Jackson.
I think he could have.
No. Drake, yes.
He stopped it because here's the thing. In the music realm, yeah, Drake and them is all good. And the same thing. But Chris Brown had just started crossing over into movies. And he was doing well with a few movies that he had out at the time. And then that happens, killed his movie career. He's only been in like one movie since.
I don't think he liked the movie element of things.
The movie element,
because he could be in any other movies. You know what I'm saying?
Now, but I mean, before I don't know if it was a Madea movie or something, some Christmas movie he did.
It was This Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, blew up huge. He was huge from that.
Yeah,
had buzz going. So they were like, "Yo, this dude is doing everything. He can sing, he can act, he can dance." That's what they were like. He can, if he continues he's on still, the path, he could do
it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's still like that. Like, I just watched from Revolt TV. It was, I watched it on YouTube, the Crew League. And his team won the championship, right? And one of the announcers, there was like, nigga, they was like, what can't you do? You can sing, you can act, you can rap, you can ball, you pretty than a motherfucker. Like, what can't you do? Because he's literally at that. He is, and I'm probably going to catch flack for this, but to be totally honest, he was the first sign of a Childish Gambino before Childish Gambino, right? Because Childish Gambino came out and it was like, okay, who's this nerdy kid? But you talking flow.
Talent-wise?
Talent-wise.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, before we had Childish Gambino, we had Chris Brown showing us, oh, I can dance. Oh, I can rap. You know, I don't just sing. I can rap, too. I can act. Like, what else you guys want me to do? And he's still that way. He's showing that now by jumping in and being like, oh, nigga, I can ball.
Well, like, yeah. But raw talent, he may have all the talent in the world. But he's not on that meteoric rise that he was on, where after, you know, just as he allegedly hit Rihanna, whooped her ass. That wasn't alleged.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, it was alleged.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
or no, he did serve time for it, didn't he?
I think he did.
I don't know.
Did he? If he served time, then whatever. But,
okay, you know,
just because he does that doesn't mean he's going to lose his talent, but he's going to lose a lot of prospects or a lot of access. Like, he couldn't be in a movie now. People would be like, that's the woman beater. I ain't watching that movie.
Bullshit, and he could, just like what happened with Kobe.
What happened with Kobe?
What do you mean, what happened with Kobe?
When he was fucking
that white girl.
Yeah. And now this motherfucker is about to have a statue built of him in front of the fucking Staples Center.
Because he won a championship.
But he didn't. Won. The Kobe wasn't convicted, though, was he?
He wasn't convicted. No.
He didn't go to jail or do no time because cheating ain't no crime. Right.
Didn't he allegedly, like, didn't she try to say he raped him?
Yeah, she tried to say he raped her, and they did a whole rape kit and everything, and they were like, ma'am, your underwear is a petri dish. There's like four of the semens in here, so you was just going around the whole spot that day fucking. So it's like, we can't, you know, they were like, I'm not sure if he raped you if you've already had three other semens in your pants. Like you were just walking around fucking people.
Imagine that.
To be fair to her, that's not really. It looks bad, but that doesn't mean he didn't do it.
No, that's a fact.
But
That's a fact. It just didn't help her case at all, being like, yeah, no, I was fucking these guys in the train, and then I didn't want to give him any. And it's like, well, ma'am, you see where we're kind of conflicted here. Like,
what do you do? It's Kobe Bryant.
What do you do?
You're going to give wife, you're going to give everybody else some, but not Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Like, really? I mean, I right. get it. But, that, you know, he wasn't convicted. It was all alleged. So,
yes,
that's a different story.
Yeah, but even with him not being a convicted, the public opinion was he was a rapist. You know, people were even shouting it out at the fucking games and shit like that. Like, even now, like, even when he died and the guy put that joke out saying, like, oh, another rape is gone. Like, people still have that in their head. But Kobe still got, like, projected. He projected himself into, like, this crazy fucking stratosphere because he's like, I'm going to show y'all that I'm the best at what I do. What happened, happened. I'm not convicted. I'm not a rapist. So now watch me change y'all narrative. And he changed the narrative from him being a rapist to the world shedding tears when he fucking died.
Yeah, but I don't think Chris Brown shed that woman beater, you know, cloak that was on him. I don't think
he has. But okay, we don't, let's not spend too much time on it.
Right?
Okay.
Huh? What? He's got more than one case of whipping a woman's ass. He's got like
three. No. Does he?
Yeah.
He's got I know he got
some assault charges or something from fighting. Women. But I don't know if it was a woman. Was it a woman? I don't know.
It's chick.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I have to look that up.
That's probably why he's so talented.
Huh?
These women keep challenging him. They keep talking shit
you
on
stupid.
Him. Nigga, you stupid. Nigga, you can't dance. He whooped that ass, and then he go let out a dance real good. You can't hoop. He whooped that ass. Come back hooping now.
You stupid as fuck. Did y'all hear about them? I guess there was a news article or something that came out about them wanting to, and we're going to segue this into talking about what the main topic is. Them wanting to take gender off of birth certificates?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, I was listening to the Brilliant Idiots, and they were saying that there was something like they want to remove gender off of birth certificates now. And I was like, that we're trying to change the norm way too much for, in my opinion, no reason. Like, I'm okay with a person coming of age and being like, yo, I am not this gender. I am another gender. I'm okay with that. When you come of age and you know what's going on, right? Like, there's a cat that I met here when I first got here. She's transgender from male to female. And when she was a male, she was saying that she just knew things didn't feel right. You know, something didn't feel right. Something, she always felt uncomfortable in her male body. And one day it hit him and he's like, yo, I think I may be a female. Not that he was attracted to men, right? But that he was just not the right gender. And the more and more he started becoming she started becoming more comfortable with herself, right? So I'm all for it because she made me realize, like, we associate a lot of that with sexuality, right? Like, we associate gender with sexuality, and that's not true because we look at, like, a person like Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner never stopped fucking chicks. She was just like, as Bruce, I just wanted to be a female. I dress in female's clothes. I'm more comfortable in being a female role. And now we see Caitlyn as a female, right? So, I'm not sure about removing genders off of birth certificates. Like, I think that's too early to be planting the seed of, like, you aren't what you think you are type of thing. I don't know. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
Let's take the name biologically, off too, fuck it. Let's just don't put nothing on the birth certificate. Just fuck it. You make up whatever it is you want to make up. Fuck it. You know what? Your DNA don't mean shit. What you are, your
DNA don't mean shit. Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, we have DNA in our blood, and our DNA dictates certain things about our characteristics. And those characteristics are male and female, you know, the X and Y strain. These are strands. One represents more woman-like characteristics. One represents a male, more male-like characteristics, right? Because I'm one of those people that believe that, yes, at birth, I do think you can be gay at birth. I think that you may, like, in certain parts of your body, that you get more chromosomes that say, hey, you're actually a female. But then as far as physical, you may get more chromosomes that say, hey, as far as your body, you're male. So I believe there can be a mix up that way. But like I said, like, I think as you come into your age, as you become more comfortable with yourself, you learn that. I don't think we, like, well, now that I think about it, I mean, now I'm defeating my own argument, because it's like, hell, at birth, you may come out one thing, but be feeling like another thing as you do come into age. So I don't know, man. I mean, it's a weird thing to have.
There's way too many. There are too many things that we depend on to not have some type of gender assigned at birth. You know, as you, your medical records have to show that you're male or, you know, biologically, yeah, male or female. And I'm with you. Right. I'm all for, you know, if you feel like you're a woman trapped in a man's body and you want to transition, do you think? I have nothing, you know, right. I have no gripes about that. But,
right,
you know, we have to distinguish, because there are different, like, there are different things that boys and girls go through biologically. Right. So if you don't have a gender and you have a girl walking into, or what appears to be a girl coming into a doctor's office or into whatever, and they're like, oh, well, you know, you're going to start menstruating, your, you know, your breasts are going to grow, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But physically it's a boy, you know, those things don't apply. Right. So I think at birth, we need to keep a record of, hey, this person was born a boy or a girl. Yeah. But then later on in life, you know, and I'm not here to say what age that should be determined. But if a person feels like they're actually a female, but they were born a male, you know, they're free to make that change. But I think I think it's crazy to try to take it off of birth certificates. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. There are medical reasons we definitely need it, because you're right. Like, I do want to know, like, if you're a transgender woman and you're post-op, do you still go to a gynecologist? Or not still, but do you start going to a gynecologist?
Oh, I don't know.
Right? Because you don't have the woman organs and you don't have women internal processes, you feel?
Well, you have one woman organ, but you don't have the internal organs of a woman. Like, you don't have cervix and fallopian tubes and all that.
Right. So, even the process that a woman goes through as far as cleaning herself, like, you don't menstruate and things of that nature, which is, you know, a lot to do with them going to the gynecologist to make sure things are good down there. But, like, do you go? And you just like, what is that conversation like if you do go? Yeah, doc, when you made this one, I think you gave me too much labia. Like, what? What is it like? I want to go deeper. I met this guy last night and he's just hung. Like, I think I need to be deeper. Like, what is
Okay, you gotta look at it from the doctor's perspective. He's out here making perfect pussy.
All right.
Because you gotta think about it. If it's a man, would you not?
Yeah.
If I'm gonna put this out in the world, I'm gonna make it perfect. I'm gonna make it everything that I envisioned I wanted to look like. And then
you stupid.
Send it out there. He's like, yeah, I put that out there in the world. I put that. Yeah. All you guys is welcome to come thank me for, yes, I built that for you. It's tailor-made now.
I built that. I built that pussy for you,
if
nigga.
If you build it, they will come.
That's the name of this episode. If you build it, they will come. C-U-M. Let's get it. That is the name of this episode.
Y'all are getting into thoughts I've never even had in my life. Like, I've never wondered.
But
now you got me thinking, because the way they do the operation, they like basically take the penis and turn it inside out and shove it in there. So if you were
another thing.
Like, if you were born with like a micro penis, do you have a shallow vagina now?
Yeah. Oh,
and if you one of those dudes that's hung like a horse, like, does that mean you a deep chick now?
Oh, damn.
Like, nigga, she had that deep shit. Like,
that's got to be horrible, though, because then that just make a dude feel bad, because they're like, I'm usually hitting all the walls. I can't even find your shit.
Yo, that's got to be wild. I wish I kept in touch with homegirl, because she went post-op, and I was like, that's interesting. Because I want to know more. Like, I want to know like her feelings on it. Like, even like the process of going to the bath. You know what? I'm gonna try and reach out. I'm gonna try and get her on the show.
I mean, I know some people. You gotta make sure they're gonna be comfortable about talking about all of this. It's gonna get
She is. Let them know. She's very comfortable with herself.
Make sure she's comfortable with that, because we don't.
Yeah.
Like, these are gonna be kind of blatant, in your face questions.
Yeah.
Not because I'm just curious, and I don't know any other way to ask. It's like.
Yeah, but like I think that's gonna be interesting as fuck, because, I have questions. I really do. I really have questions. Like, not even trying to be funny or anything. Like, I have questions, because it's like, yo, this is still new to the world. Like, even though it's been happening for years, it's still pretty fucking new.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers is walking around with, like, you know, like fucking name brand vaginas and shit.
Yeah. You got custom made vaginas. And
yeah, for real.
I mean, and the same thing with like women who transition into men.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually kind of curious. I think all guys are probably curious what it's like to have sex as a woman. Like, we know it feels like to have sex as a man, but if you were a man and transitioned to a woman, what is like, is that feeling? The feeling has to be different. If you had sex with men,
crazy. That's gotta be crazy. Cause see, she is married to a chick, actually. Because, like I said, she never lost her sexuality. It's just her gender changed.
Right.
So, but I'm still wondering, like, yo, do you use the same toys that she uses now? Like, do y'all get it? Like, did y'all buy a double-sided? Like, what's that? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, I've actually asked lesbian girl, chick I used to be good friends with was lesbian, and I was just like, I'm just like, no disrespect, and I'm not like trying to get dirty with you, but I'm truly curious, like, do lesbians like use toys, strap-ons, like rub together, how's this work? She's like, straps. Yeah, all of the above. I was like, oh, where? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, my homegirl Kirsten, she was on another podcast talking about being a lesbian and everything, and they were asking her about scissoring, and she was like, nah, she was like, you don't just be, she was like, we don't just be out here scissoring each other. She's like, that's she said that's very intimate. Like, that's a very intimate thing they do. She's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, first off, having lesbian sex is like 2 hours of foreplay. She was like, that's like, I was like, damn. But she was like, you don't just scissor bitches that you just meet or that you want to get with. Like, she was like, that's a very, very intimate thing because it takes time and it's so sensual and shit like that. And I was like, word, I had no idea. Because I did. You want, if pornos will ruin your fucking perception of sex, though. Because that's 100%. Where we get that from. It's from porn. It's like lesbian porno, and then they scissor in, and it's just on, and you're like, oh, that's what it's got to be like. Porn will ruin your perception. That's why it's important to ask questions, because porn will ruin. I think I heard, what was it? The Black Mirror episode where the little girl had the thing inside her head and her boyfriend was having sex, and the only thing she had known was from pornos. So she's like making like the porno noises, and they hadn't even really got started. And she's just like, oh yeah, fuck me. Yeah. And he's like, yo, why are you saying all that? And she was like, no reason. like it mean, will.
I thought I was going to be a plumber growing up after watching porn. Like, plumbers get all the pussy. Plumbers and pizza delivery men. But true story, I knew a dude who delivered pizza and said every now and then that shit does happen. Like, that's girls will just come to the door naked and invite you in. And I was like, did you go in? He's like, yes, I did.
Hell yeah.
He was like, I that's got in trouble. Dope. I had other pizza to deliver.
To deliver, right?
He's like, free.
Hell yeah, I went in.
Yeah, I would have too. I'm like, man, fuck these pizzas. I got, man, let's so get it.
I'll pay for these pizzas.
Right. You said 45 minutes or less. Well, it took me 35 to bus. So,
bitch was stretching on the bed and shit.
I wanted to record it.
That shit's funny.
I'm gonna record it next time.
Oh my god, that's just too funny, bro.